About 20 minutes ago, we got into the topic of Deion being a coach in the NFL. He says that he could do it. There's a lot of debate about that. We thought we'd go to the man himself, and joining us on the Ticket Hotline now is the former Cowboy cornerback, the future Hall of Famer. Now he's a broadcaster, Deion Sanders. Good morning, Deion.
Good morning. Thank you. Bless you for having me on your show.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
So you really think you can coach in the NFL with no experience?
Why do people think I can't coach? Is it because I can't do TV?
Well, I don't know about that. I can coach.
I'm not saying that I know more X's and O's than Dan Reeves. That's not what Deion's about. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I'm better qualified than him because my heart doesn't include three pig valves and a vacuum pump.
Well, I think that's unfair.
That's all I'm saying.
I think that's unfair.
And with faith, I can be a coach.
Yeah.
Can move mountains. And I hope it can also move Dan Reeves' ass out of Atlanta. That's what I'm saying.
I know you still have feelings about your old team, the Falcons, and I understand you're a preacher now, and that's great. But in your life, you've had to fight through a lot of vices, and I wonder if those would come back to haunt you as a coach. You know, you have to have your morning caffeine.
Yes.
You've also been addicted to sex outside of marriage.
Yes, that's true. Fornicating was my drug. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what about that? Can you live like that, or have you buried all of that? Have you buried the morning coffee? Have you buried the sex outside of marriage?
No, the morning coffee, fornicating with my mug, I guess is what you say I do now.
You're still given to vice.
Yes, I'm still very given to vice.
No,
yes,
well, that's too bad.
So. So on occasion, I am, yes.
Well, I don't know how you could get along with your owners, you know, either your general manager, your coach. I mean, there was the story here that you spit on Jerry Jones' head one time.
Yes, I salivated on his rug.
See, I knew that was true.
Yes.
I don't know that would help you in being a head coach.
Yes, that's true.
I understand you also, Deion, bought a Volkswagen recently and were very excited about it.
Yes, I masturbated in my book. Yes, that is true.
All right, let's move on from the setup lines, and I'm going to ask.
I don't know what you mean by that.
I'm going to ask you about if you were a head coach in this league, what kind of staff would you assemble? Who would you hire as your assistant coaches?
I'm mighty glad you asked me that because I've already hired my offensive coordinator.
But you don't even have a job yet.
I don't care. I need a staff. You understand? So I have already hired my offensive line / offensive coordinator.
Who is that?
Nate Nope.
Okay. Hey, man, calling you from the
brother.
Big house, baby.
Whoa.
Nate.
Well, hello, Nate.
Hey, man, it's the president here in the prison, man.
Well, what are you up to?
638 pounds, man. Same amount as the pot they found in that van, baby.
I'm going to relate. I'm going to need Nate. You understand?
Right.
My brother Nate.
It's all about
Ryan. Deion's already hired a staff when the staff is what got him in problem with his marriage anyway.
Let's not revisit that. Don't go there.
We have Deion Sanders and Nate Newton with us here talking about, I guess, both of them coaching in the NFL. Nate, I know you're in prison right now, and I understand Deion's been visiting, trying to convert you. Is that true?
Yeah, man. You know, he's working hard to get me out on the work release program to be the offensive coordinator, baby. But, you know, Deion, he had a lot of forgiveness in his heart, you know, working for God and all that, baby. And, you know, Deion always fighting for God, and I wish I'd done that in the beginning, but I was dyslexic, so I was always fighting dogs.
That's true. That's true. Remember, he had the dog fight.
Right. Very illegal, by the way. Very illegal.
To the death.
Yeah, my butt's got a full dance card here in prison, baby.
Oh, man, I hate to hear that.
Everyone wants to say they slept with a Dallas Cowboy, man.
They tell you to back that ass up.
I've gone from being an offensive lineman to a defensive end.
I heard that. I heard that. That's all right, Nate. That's all right, Nate. You're going to get out, man, and things are going to be fine. You're going to be my offensive coordinator.
Good morning to you, man.
Hey, good morning to you.
All right, good morning, Nate. Thank you. And Deion.
Have fun with yourself.
Hey, thanks for the time, Deion. Oh, gosh, okay. Well, He's already assembling a staff, so maybe Deion Sanders does plan on coaching in the NFL sometime soon.